Okay, good evening, everyone. We are back discussing some of the issues with the community, Erev. So last week, we spent some time discussing what are some of the initiatives or the pros and cons behind having a local Erev. Why would a Rav or a community push to have an Erev? What are some of the justifications or good reasons for having an Erev, and perhaps some of the reasons that are not necessarily strong motivation, thank you, for a shul or a community to build an Erev. What we're going to get into tonight is the beginning of the conversation of the complexity of building a community Erev in many of our communities today, and therefore some of the leniencies that were needed and that are needed for us to be able to carry in the Erev, which then follows up the question, do we think that we really should be relying upon these heterim? We talked a little bit last week. Again, we'll revisit it again. The fact that that there were Erevin throughout Europe is not necessarily an indicator that we today in America are going to build Erevin. We saw already from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, not necessarily as strong, but the idea that the fact that there was a need to have Erevin built in Europe, where the need today in America is a lot less. The need today is really more convenience. So you have a place to go with your kids, or so you can carry your sitter, or so you can carry your key, not necessarily like it was back in Europe, so you have water to drink or perhaps other major necessities. Okay, so let's get a little bit with that backdrop. Well, last week's share is backdrop, which was really just the pros and cons of building an Erev. Now we can understand why is it so complicated, or what are some of the halachic concerns of building a modern-day Erev in most of our communities. Let's start from the beginning. There's a Gemara in Shabbos number 19, Davav Amanav. Zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Dalid Rishuyos L'Shabbos. There are four different domains when it comes to Shabbos. We're on page 3, source 19. These were, Michael graciously resent them from last week, and we thank him, of course, for all his work on the Shurim and the emails. So we are on last week's shir. There's two more additional sheets. I don't want anyone to think I took the week off because I had enough Ma'amar Kamis from last week. So there's another two sheets that were printed out for additional sources that hopefully we will get to this evening as well. So let's go back to source number 19. The Gemara is going to give us a little bit of a background of how this whole Shabbos Erevin thing works. So the Gemara tells us like this. Dalid Rishuyos L'Shabbos. There are four different domains when it comes to Shabbos. Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis U'machim Ptur. The four major Rishusim that every child knows from, you know, Jewish Yedias Klolius, is that there are four major areas. There's something called the Rishus HaRabim, something called the Rishus HaYochid, something called the Karmelis, and something called the U'machim Ptur. Now again, if we would be learning Masechta Shabbos or learning Daf Yomi or learning Erevin, we'd obviously get into these four, but the three that we're going to talk about the most is Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, and the Karmelis. Those are the three major areas that we need to discuss. And the Gemara explains, Eizehi Rishus HaYochid, what is the Rishus HaYochid? So the Gemara says, Chritz, if you have a hole, Shu Amik, Yud, it's 10 Tvachim Dik, V'Rachav, Dalin, it's 4 Tvachim wide. V'chein Geder, you have a fence, Shu Gevoa Yud, V'Rachav, Dalin, again, walls. Walls make a Rishus HaYochid. One of the basic ways to make a Rishus HaYochid is enclosement. So let's say, for example, your house is a Rishus HaYochid because it's enclosed by walls. You know, the shul, that's a Rishus HaYochid because it's enclosed by walls. Anything that is enclosed by walls is a Rishus HaYochid. Obviously, our Rishus HaRabim, our streets, are not enclosed by walls, or at least not walls that we can see, which we'll have to talk about. So that's Rishus HaYochid. The Ezehi Rishus HaRabim, what constitutes a Rishus HaRabim? So the Gemara gives you examples. Sratya uplatya gedayla. We'll see in a second what they are. Umuva'ois hamufuloshin zu lezu. Umufuloshin zuhi Rishus HaRabim gemura. Now, what are these things? This is our sugya tonight. What makes something a Rishus HaRabim? So the Gemara gives you a bunch of definitions of what makes something a Rishus HaRabim. What happened over here? One second. I lost the Ma'amar Kamis. I'm sorry. So let's see Rashi. What's a sratya? So Rashi, mesila, a street. Shaholchim ba me'ir le'ir. That goes from city to city. Platya, rechava shalir. It's like a central area where people gather. Shasham miskapsin l'schayr. That's where people gather to do business. That's a platya. That's a modern day street where people get together on the street and they have their businesses. So to Rashi, weiter umevois. Shalir rechovim yud vav amu. If there's 16 amas wide, that is a Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, Rishas HaRabim needs to be any one of these examples. Says the Gemara, Ein Moitzin Mirishas HaYachid Zu L'Rishas HaRabim Zu. You may not carry, you may not take out from a private domain to a public domain. Ve'ein Machnisim Mirishas HaRabim Zu L'Rishas HaYachid. You can't go the other direction either. You can't carry from a public domain into a private domain and vice versa. Ve'moitzin Mirishas, and if you do so, so depends. B'shoyeg, if you did an accidental chayv chatis, ben karv chatis, b'meizid oynish karis v'nisko. But if you did it on purpose, you get a kares and skila, possibly. So that's a serious violation, carrying from one domain to another. Let's say, for example, leaving my house holding a baby, walking in, again, babies are a bad example, because baby chanei says, that's my. But let's say, for example, I leave my house holding a sefer, and I walk into the Rishas HaRabim, so that's a Isser Deraisa, of Aitzah, Mirishas HaYachid, Rishas HaRabim. Okay, so now we know what the different domains are. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos told us examples of Rishas HaRabim. Examples. Again, Sratya, Platya, these were examples. But what are some of the character traits that you need to make a Rishas HaRabim? So there's a famous Rashi in Erevin number 22. Rashi in Erevin says, so Rashi, Rishas HaRabim, Mashma Rachov Sheish Esrei Amo. Zag Rashi, another rule that makes a Rishas HaRabim, it has to be 16 Amos wide. That's another characteristic of a Rishas HaRabim. But here's the kicker. The ir shemitsuyim bo shishim riboy. There has to be a city that holds 600,000 people. So here Rashi and Erevin tells us something which we do not see in any Gemara, at least not the Gemaras that we have, that on top of a Rishas HaRabim needing to be a certain size, it needs to have a certain amount of traffic. It needs to have 600,000 people in it. The Ein Bachoyma, it also has to have no wall. That's another characteristic trait for a Rishas HaRabim. There's a Machloikis, I guess you can call it contemporary Achronim. Does Rishas HaRabim also have to be non-private? Let's say, for example, you have a massive, massive parking lot. A very wide parking lot, but it belongs to the store. It has no fences around it. Would that parking lot be a Rishas HaRabim or a Rishas HaYachid? So some Achrayim are of the opinion that one of the rules to be a Rishas HaRabim is it has to be freedom for anyone to walk there. That's the opinion of Rav Shechter, that in order for a Rishas HaRabim to be a Rishas HaRabim, by definition, it means anyone can walk there. Rabbi Ribiat, in his Sefer HaMelech HaShabbos, he disagrees. He thinks not. He thinks it doesn't say anywhere. He brings Rai's actually the other way from Rishayim, that Rishas HaRabim doesn't have to necessarily be freedom. It could be owned by a private person as well. So that's one interesting sub-machloikis achrayim in Rishas HaRabim, is let's say, for example, let's say you have a sports arena. Let's say MetLife Stadium is a huge parking lot. That parking lot is way bigger than Tezvav Amo. It's a huge parking lot. It's massive. Right? So would that be considered a Rishas HaRabim? Again, I don't know if there's walls around it, but let's just make believe there's no walls around it. So according to Rav Shechter, no, it can't be Rishas HaRabim. It's private. You can't walk on there. But the fact that it's private takes away from it being a Rishas HaRabim. However, Rabbi Ribiat writes, he thinks not. He thinks that could also be deemed potentially Rishas HaRabim. But then we have this Rashi. This Rashi in Erevin that comes up with a Chiddush, that another condition that needs to be met in order for an area to be called Rishas HaRabim, it needs to have 600,000 people. Ir, the city, Shemitsuyim Bo Shishim Riba, that has in it, that's found in it 600,000 people. Now, this Rashi is a very famous Rashi, because a lot of people use this Rashi to try to explain why they don't use the Erev. Again, we mentioned last week, or actually I gave this share in my shul over Shabbos, so someone asked me, why do people say they don't hold of an Erev? I said, well, most people tell you they don't hold an Erev. That's basically a declaration of they don't know Hilchas Erevin, and they don't really know what they're talking about. If someone says, I don't hold of a local Erev because X and Y, that's much more of an intelligent answer. So many people say that they don't hold of a Erev because they don't buy into the Shishim Riba. What are they talking about? Because this Rashi is an unbelievable leniency. Rashi is saying that any street or a city that does not have 600,000 people on the street, that city, that street is automatically deemed a non-Rishas HaRabim. It's not a Rishas HaRabim. Even though it has all the other criteria, it's wide, it has the traffic, but if it doesn't have 600,000, it's not deemed a Rishas HaRabim. Now, why is that so important for us? Because the halach is, we'll see in a second, based on the Gemara and Erevin, that a real Rishas HaRabim cannot be turned into a Rishas HaYachid the simple way. What is an Erev, basically? What an Erev basically does is it's supposed to enclose the area, by doing so, making it one big Rishas HaYachid. Now, the problem is, the Gemara says in Erevin, you can only enclose a Karmelis with what we call today Tzuras HaPesach. the way we do many of our Erevin is we don't put walls around the city. That would be the best way to enclose an area. The Gemara says that a Rishus HaRabim can become a Rishus HaYach when you build walls around it. Now, many of our communities don't have walls around it. So how can you put up an Erev in it? The answer is we put up a Tzuras HaPesach. We put up a Lechi V'Kaira, and that's called a Tzuras HaPesach. The problem is, a Tzuras HaPesach only works if the area is a Karmelis. Karmelis is only Midrabanan, so the Rabbanan had a Kula, that instead of putting up rear walls, you can put up something that looks like a wall. You can put up a layout of a door frame, even though it's not really a wall. But that kula only works if the area that you're trying to make into Rishus HaYachid is only a Derabbanan Karmelis. But if the area that you're trying to turn into Rishus HaYachid is a Rishus HaRabim, really a real Rishus HaRabim, then you can only turn it into a Rishus HaYachid by putting up real walls. Now, what are our communities considered? Are our streets Rishus HaYachid or our streets Rishus HaRabim? So the pashtus would be is that our streets are very wide, it's many of our streets, so it would be considered Rishus HaRabim. Anyone could walk on the street. So why would our streets not be Rishus HaRabim? The answer is because of this Rashi. If you argue that our streets don't have Shishim Riba, and this might depend on where you live, in which community, which we'll talk Belineder next week about how do you calculate Shishim Riba, 600,000 what? 600,000 people, 600,000 cars, 600,000 what, when, how? That's a whole different story. But let's just make believe the number 600,000. Rashi says that if you don't... we're going to get to that in a second. Where does that come from? Where did Rashi dream up this chiddush that you need to have shishim riboy in order to be a Rishus HaRabim? We'll come to that in 1 second. But one of the original sources is Rashi Maseches Erevin. It's not just Rashi. Rashi says it twice. Rashi says it later on Maseches Erevin also. Number 23 says Rashi. He's talking about a city that's considered a yachid. Like Rashi. Shalahoyu nichnasim batamit tzamach ribo shabnei adam. You don't always have 600,000 people there. V'loi chashivi Rishus HaRabim. And it's not considered a Rishus HaRabim. Why, Zot Rashi? Doloi damye ledigle midbar. Zot Rashi now is giving us a reason. Why did I say you need to have 600,000? Zot Rashi, because it has to be comparable to the travelings in the midbar. We mentioned last week that the source of all the malachas is what they did in the Mishkan, the travel in the Mishkan. When the Jews traveled in the Mishkan, they traveled in numbers of 600,000 Jews. Therefore, Zot Rashi, in order to be comparable to the travelers in the Mishkan, we also have to be 600,000. Therefore, Zot Rashi, if you don't have 600,000 people in a street or in a community, that area is not called Rishus HaRabim. That's Rashi's Shita. Now, it's not...
I'm confused on one thing.
Sure.
If I wanted to walk into my backyard without an Eruv, it wouldn't fit any of these definitions that I would need an Eruv.
Your backyard is probably enclosed with fences.
No, assuming there's no fence.
So your backyard is... it doesn't go through the street. It doesn't go through the city, right? Srachu Placha means it goes from one end of the city to another. Your backyard doesn't go from one end of the city to the other end of the city.
Well, why would I even need an Eruv in my backyard?
Depending on... it might be considered a Karmelis, which is also Midrabon. Meaning your backyard might have a din of a Karmelis. Which means if you want to carry from your house to the Karmelis, that's also Midrabon. So you'd want to take your backyard and knock it down to Rishus HaYachid, which would be very easy because all you have to do is put up the pole and the Tzuras HaPesach. It would be easy. Because it's a Karmelis. But the streets outside, let's just argue, let's say, Peninsula Boulevard, Central Avenue. These are wide streets that run all the way through the city. So they would simply, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, they'd be considered a Rishus HaRabim. A Rishus HaRabim is very hard to turn into a Rishus HaYachid. Again, that's the only way an Erev helps. An Erev helps because you take the public area and make it private. Now, again, we'll just skip for a second. Look in source number 21. It's a little hard to read, but it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Rishus HaRabim Atzma, a real Rishus HaRabim, ain't any teres ela bedalsus. It only is allowed to be carried in if you have doors. V'hushin alos balayla, that they get closed at night. Real doors, fences. Some say you have the doors, you don't have to close them. They have to be able to be closed. You move them away so they be able to be closed. But what you see from the Halach and Shulchan Aruch is that the only way a real Rishus HaRabim can become a Rishus HaYachid is if you have walls, if you have doors. Now, many of our community Erevin don't have that. They have Tzuras HaPesach. Now the question is, how can you use a Tzuras HaPesach in an area that's Rishus HaRabim Gemurah? The answer is according to Rashi. If you hold like Rashi that you don't have six shishin ribui, so then you don't have rishis rabim deraisa. You only have a karmelis. So if you only have a karmelis, you can get away with the tzuras haPesach. That's one of the many justifications for many local eruvim. Many local eruvim will tell you that we don't have shishin ribui. Therefore, we're not a real rishis rabim. If we're not a real rishis rabim, we don't have to have real doors. We don't have to have real walls around it. Now,
how do you define when they make an eruv, like you live in New York City, let's say?
Yeah.
Is it arbitrary to say, okay, this neighborhood is our eruv, or only if we're not making the wall, like?
So Reb Moshe has a bunch of tshuvas. We mentioned one of his tshuvas last week. Reb Moshe breaks community downs into communities. Reb Moshe is very into, there's not, you know, it's not the whole New York. Reb Moshe breaks community, like for example, we mentioned the tshuva last week in Kew Garden Hills where I live. Reb Moshe writes that Kew Garden Hills doesn't have shishim ribui. He doesn't think it's a problem. He doesn't think it's an issue. And therefore it's smaller than other parts. He breaks it down community by community. That's why it's a lot easier, strictly speaking, if you take a couple blocks and put an Erev on them. Again, Belina Edda will talk much more about this next week because it's going to be very relevant for, let's say, for example, a dead-end street. Let's say you live in a dead-end street. Again, I don't know if you have those in Nassau County as much, but in the five boroughs, you have a dead-end street. So let's say you live on a dead-end street. So if you live on a dead-end street, so you want to make an Erev on your block so you can carry outside on your block. So you'll put up a Tzuras HaPesach, which will not be difficult, not be complicated. Now, you'll argue, well, I don't have Shishim Reber down the dead-end. Right? You definitely don't have Shishim Ribui strolling down the dead-end street. The question is that the point or the point of Shishim Ribui in the entire city? So we'll see again, Blue Nether next week, we'll get into the complications of how to calculate Shishim Ribui. But just the notion of Shishim Ribui is a heter that people use to why you can build a Tzuras HaPesach type of Erev. Now, Rashi is not the only person who says this. Who else says this? It's quoted by a Tosfos in Erevin. Now, I saw quoted that Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein said that this is one of the most difficult Rashis in Shas to understand. That's what he supposedly said. And this is one of the most difficult Rashis in Shas to comprehend this idea that you need to have Shishim Ribui. Now the truth is, we'll see tonight, it wasn't Rashi's initiative. Rashi didn't make it up. This was found in the Goinim. This existed before Rashi's time. And it's in quite a few Rishonim. Well, we're going to actually go through the numbers to see how many Rishonim say yes and how many Rishonim say no. But I don't think it's just Rashi. I think there's quite a few Rishonim who waited on this issue. So let's see, for example, Tosfos number 24. This is a Tosfos in Erevin. Tosfos writes, he quotes Rashi, where Rashi says it has to have a Shishim Ribui. And he quotes from the Bahag, V'chein yesh Bahag deb'inan drisas samach ribui. And the Bahag also holds you need to have 600,000 people in the city. And Tosfos has an obvious kasha, the kasha l'Rabbeinu Tam. The B'Shabbos perek ha-zerik omer da'agolis havi tachteinu b'nei mishas rabin. V'tachteim lo yavi samach ribui. So Tosfos has a couple of kashas. Tosfos says that, first of all, Shishim Ribui, says Tosfos, is only the men. Why don't you count the women and the children also? If you're going to count, again, when we traveled in the Midbar, we traveled everyone. 600,000 was just men. So, Sefrek Tais Akash, if you're going to count the way we traveled in the Midbar, the number should be way higher than 600,000. So Tais at the end says, V'oid hikshu de medigli Midbar hayu tafin noshim le'i misbar. There was endless amounts of people. There were probably in the millions. So nothing's Rishas Rabbim. V'chein kosho me'eriv rav. What about the eriv rav? So Tosfos comes up with an interesting answer. Tosfos says, you're right. There were technically more than 600,000 people walking in the Midbar. But we only count what the Torah tells us. And since the Torah gave us that number, 600,000, that's the magical number that we work with. So according to Tosfos, the magical number is 600,000. That's Rashi, that's the Bahag. And if you don't have 600,000 people in the streets, it is not deemed a Rishas Rabbim, which for us is very, very important. Because if it's not a Rishas Rabbim, it's only a Karmelis. If it's only a Karmelis, it's much easier to put an Erev around it because it's only the Rabbon. If you look at number 25, in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, written by Rabbi Karp, he writes, V'yisoid ha-dvarim hu kabola mehagoinim. This chiddush of Shishim Ribui was not made up by the Rishonim. It was passed down in traditions from the Goinim. And he quotes from a bunch of Goinim that had it like this. I just heard today in a shiur from Rav Shechter, he said that some Girsas actually had it in the Gemara. We don't have it in the Gemara. When the Gemara gives you a list of Rishas Rabbim, it doesn't say anything about being Shishim Ribui. But he said that there were certain Girsas in the Gemara that actually had it in the Gemara, the 600,000. And he quotes a whole list of Rishayim, and he quotes a whole list of a Goinim that had this Girsa. Okay, so how do we paskin? How do we paskin? Do you need Shishim Ribui or don't you need Shishim Ribui? So if you take a look in the Beis Yosef number 26, Beis Yosef goes through the whole list of Rishonim. He goes like this. He says, that v'harosh v'erakama de'erivin kasav divrei Rashi b'loy machloikis. So the Rosh, when he brings down this, he quotes this Rashi v'shishim riboy, he doesn't bring a machloikis about it. V'hachi svirulu, he holds like that. V'chein nirah v'mashu kasav v'perek ein tzadim v'ein lochush shem eviu ha'goy d'yachshus rabim d'oshricha in rishas rabim t'samach riboy boy kimba. Then the Rosh makes another comment in another place where he sounds like you don't have real Rishas Rabbims today, because today we don't have Shishim Riboy. V'chein das ha-smag, u-smak, sefer ha-tshuma, rekeach, toisvis, he goes a whole list of Rishayinim, that all seem to be of the opinion like this Rashi, that you need to have Shishim Riboy. If you don't have Shishim Riboy, you don't have Rishas Rabbim deraisa. But he makes one very, very important observation. Says the Beis Yosef, v'ein kein das ha-rambam. But this is not the Rambam's opinion. How do I know, says the Beis Yosef? Shulei hizkir tanai zeh b'perek yudalad. Because when the Rambam is discussing rules and regulations for making a Rishas Rabbim, he never mentions Shishim Riboy. So now we got Rashi, and a whole list of Rishonim, and the Rosh. The Rosh is important because the Rosh is where we get halacha from, up against the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say you don't need Shishim Riboy. Even without Shishim Riboy, if you have you live in a tiny little town, and the street runs all the way through to the city, and the street is Yudvav Amma, 16 Amos wide, you got yourself a Rishas Rabbim. Even though your entire state doesn't have Shishim Riboy, it doesn't matter. While according to Rashi and all these Rishonim, if you don't have Shishim Riboy, you're not a Rishas Rabbim. So that's very important to remember. Then he gives you more Rishonim. The Harajba Hiskim Ayodom Vikasiv Shainduza Remes Bigimara Vedikar. And that's the opinion of the Rajba. V'chein Kasiv Agos Mordechai V'gam Haran. A whole list of Rishonim. Now, so how do we paskin? Good, 25 Rishonim this way, 35 Rishonim this way, good. Now, good, it's all fine and dandy, but how do we paskin? Do you need Shishim Riboy or don't you need Shishim Riboy? So if you read the end of the Beis Yosef, he writes, says the Beis Yosef, yes, it's Shitas Rashi. Yes, it's Shitas Rosh, but it's very strange, says the Beis Yosef, that there's no mention of this in the Gemara. This is Aleph Beis. The Gemara, again, it's not like the Gemara never spends time figuring out what a Rishas Rabbim is. The Gemara spent a lot of time. It gave us rules, regulations, and it gave us examples. You think the Gemara would have told you Shishim Riboy? So Taina de Beis Yosef, at least it sounds like from the end of this Beis Yosef, and that's our big job for us tonight to figure out what the Shulchan Aruch holds. Because that's the code of Jewish law. We gotta know how to paskin. Right? We can have Rishonim coming out of our ears, but what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Which we'll see tonight, it's very unclear. But the Beis Yosef sounds like to me, which of course we all know was the author of the Shulchan Aruch, his argument is that why is there no mention of this anyway? And all the Gemaras in Shabbos, and all the Gemaras in Erevin, the Gemara left out such a fundamental concept in Hilchas Erevin, or in Hilchas Rishuyas? So it sounds like the Beis Yosef is very skeptical of this Rashi. So how did the Beis Yosef paskin in his halachic sefer? Number 27, Shulchan Aruch Sim Shin Mem Hei, Siv Zayin. One of the beauties of learning the sugya is that we get to finally learn Chelik Dalet of the Mishnah Berurah. Right? Chelik Dalet of the Mishnah Berurah is like the forgotten Chelik, because it has Erevin in it, and people are scared of Erevin, so they don't learn the rest of it. But there's a lot of other goodies in Chelik Dalet. Chelik Dalet has Hilchas Kiddush Levono, it has Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, a lot of other things, Ruvei Chatzeris. Not everything is so scary in Chelik Dalet. But this is a famous Mechaber, Shin Mem Hei Zayin. Let's read it very carefully. Zok the Mechaber. Ezehi Rishas Rabbim. What makes something a Rishas Rabbim? Says the Mechaber, Rechavos Vushvakim HaRechavos. Streets and, wide things. Sheesh Sheesh Esrei Amma. That are 16 Ammas wide, which is anywhere between 25 to 30 feet wide. Emhei Mefuloshim Mishar L'Sharif. They go from one end of the city to the other end of the city. Ve'ein Dalosos Ne'ulas Belayla. And the doors don't lock at night around them. Because we learned earlier that if the doors that make the Rishas HaYochid have a Rishas HaRabim, that's Rishas HaRabim. What do you see from the Mechaber? He makes no mention of Shishim Riboy. He doesn't say it needs to be 600,000 people. He just says it's got to be wide, one end to the other end, and no doors. But V'yeshayimrim, there's another opinion, says the Mechaber. Some say, Shekol she'ein Shishim Riboy, Oivrim ba b'chol yom, if you don't have 600,000 people passing there every day, every day, Einoi Rishus HaRabim. So how does the Mechaber leave us off? He leaves us off with one opinion and a Yeshayimim. The first opinion of the Mechaber said nothing about Shishim Riboy. Then he says, well, some people say you need to have Shishim Riboy. So what are the rules when the Mechaber does this? So one of the rules are when the Mechaber says a Stam, and then a Yeshayimim, the assumption is the Halach is like the Stam. So if the Halach is like the Stam, not the Yeshayimim, so what does that mean that Rabbi Yosef Kairo is of the opinion that you don't need Shishim Riboy? So if you don't need Shishim Ribui, then all of our, or most of our communities will be Rishas HaRabim Deraisa. So if our communities are Rishas HaRabim Deraisa, we can't get away with putting up just Tzuras HaPesach. We have to have real walls. And if we don't have real walls, we're not really an Erev. Now, that's what seems to be the ruling of the Mechaber. Comes along the Magen Avraham, number 28, says the Magen Avraham, he says, Marshal Bebeya Paskulchum. The Marshal, who was one of the earlier Achronim, right? Mamish, the beginning of the era of the Achronim in the mid-1500s was the Marshal. The Marshal was the uncle of the Ramah. So again, the Ramah, we know the Ramah lived in the mid to late 1500s, so we're talking about maybe even earlier 1500s. Mamish, the Marshal, the Yamsha Shloimeh, was one of the earliest Achronim. Mamish, we're talking 1500s, right around the Zman of the Ramah. He was the uncle of the Ramah. He used to yell at the Ramah. He used to give him Musar. He was his uncle. He used to tell him, your Hebrew's no good. He used to write Shas and Shuvas back. He used to tell him, your Hebrew's no good. This is no good. He was tough on his nephew, the Ramah. So the Marshal Paskin L'chumra. Now what's L'chumra? L'chumra means you don't need Shishim Ribui. You don't need Shishim Ribui to make a Rishas HaRabim, which means all our communities are Rishas HaRabim, Pashtas Derais. However, says the Magen Avraham, Ach das roiva poiskim lahakel. But most poiskim are lenient. And they hold that what? That you need Shishim Ribui to make it a Rishas HaRabim, which means our areas are not Rishas HaRabim. Why are we makel? Says the Magen Avraham, V'chein pasak b'shulchan arich simin shin gimel sif yudches v'kama duchti. Says the Magen Avraham, you know why? Because I have a haraya from the Mechaber himself. That the Mechaber himself holds you don't need Shishim Ribui. Now again, we just read together a Mechaber, where the Mechaber brought down first the Stam and then the Yeshayimim, which we said normally means that the Mechaber holds you don't need Shishim Ribui. But the Magen Avraham says, but I found another Mechaber. I found another Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch that says you do need Shishim Ribui. What's he referring to? So let's take a look at number 29. Number 29 is Halacha in Shulchan Aruch Simin Shin Gimel. The Mechaber over here is talking about women going out on Shabbos wearing tachshitin, wearing rings and jewelry, you know, all decked out, going outside in the Rishas HaRabim. Now, Blineder, hopefully later tonight we'll talk about this. But what was the chshash? The chshash is that the women go out all decked out in their clothing, they may take it off to show it off to people, and they'll carry it, Dalai Lama's Rishas HaRabim, right? You go, that's the whole issue with a kala. She wants to show off her ring, so she's going to show everyone her ring, she's going to take it off, she's going to show everyone, then she's going to walk. So while it's on her body, it might not be the end of the world. But it's once she takes it off, and she's going to hold it, that's going to be carrying. So what does the Mechaber say? So the Mechaber is talking about whether or not women are allowed to get the wear the tachshit in the Rishas HaRabim. And this is the Mechaber, Reb Yosef Cairo, number 29. But today, says the Mechaber, our women, they go out in the public area with all their tachshit and with all their jewelry. The Yeshem Omru, and some people say the Medina Asuras. Some people say it's wrong. El Shekivin Shleish Mutav Yishoygi Vayu Mezidis. But since our wives don't listen to us anyways, so let's not tell them. And this way they're only violating Yenisa Derabona. It's better that they think it's Mutter than that they know it's Asur and they do it anyways. But the Yeshem Limdu Aleim Schos, and there are those who try to justify the women's behavior. Loimar Shehein Ehegetz Ken Api Svaga Achreni Shekasavti. Why? Shalei Asru Lazit B'Tachshit and Lachotze Sheinimu Reves. Because there's no iser to go out into an area that is not or that's not that doesn't have an eruv. For hashtod the less long rishas harabim gamur. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's not the end of the world if they go out into the rishas harabim. Why? Because our rishas harabims are really karmeluses. What? Why are our rishas harabims a karmelus? Why would our rishas harabim today have a din of a karmelus? So zok the Magen Avraham. You know why? Our rishas harabims today have a din of a karmelus because they don't have shishim ribui. Therefore, Zok the Mishnah, Zok the Magen Avraham. So I have an open halacha in Shulchan Aruch where the Mechaber seems to be saying very clearly that our Rishas HaRabim are not Rishas HaRabim. Why? Pashtus is because they don't have Shishim Ribui. So you see that the Mechaber holds you do need Shishim Ribui. Good. So we're back to square one, says the Magen Avraham. We're back to assuming that you need to have Shishim Ribui. And if you don't have Shishim Ribui, you're not a Rishas HaRabim, you're only a Karmelist. Which means for our Sugya, if you're only a Karmelist, you can get away with just making a Tzura HaPesach. That's what Chorah comes out according to the Magen Avraham. Now, if you look at the Taz, on the next page, number 30, the Taz says the same thing. The Taz quotes from those that are Machmir, but he writes, V'ramo kosa b'simin shin mem vav, shel rishuya shalonu karmelusein. That all our rishus rabbins have a din of a karmelus. U'befiya oylam murgal achshav she'in lonu rishus rabbim hu kadasi yeshayimim v'him rabbim. Ubefrat shebedas ha-magen mishnah v'rashba metzinu gam lahepach kima shekasavti. Val kein paskin zetaz. Ha machmir yachmor leatzmoy. If you want to be machmir and treat a non-shishim riba area like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's your business. But don't make a big deal about those the people that are mekel, because that was the practice. So the Taz and the Magen Avraham both seem to be of the opinion that you don't need shishim, that you need shishim ribui, and without shishim ribui you don't have Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the Taz happens to say, if you want to be machmir, that's great. So you don't carry. But don't make a big deal for other people. Don't make fun of other people. Oh, you carry in the air. Oh, you're not from. What are you talking about? You have a whole list of Rishonim, Pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch, that without Shishim Riboy, it's not a Rishas Rabbim. So if it's not a Rishas Rabbim, I can use it to Surah Pesach. So again, you have to keep in mind, the Taz and the Magen Avraham, the Gedolei HaPoskim, these were big Poskim. They both seem to say that you don't, that you need Shishim Riboy, and if you don't have Shishim Riboy, you're only a Karmelist. If you're only a Karmelist, you can get away with a Tzuras HaPesach, which is very good for our Erevin. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan lived much later than those two. The Aruch HaShulchan lived in the end of the 1800s, in the beginning of the 1900s. He was a Dayan in Nevardik. And listen to what he writes. He quotes Rashi, and he says, V'zehu das Rashi be'erivin dekivin dechol in yoni Shabbos yalfin v'mishkan ben yedumi deragle midbar. You need to be doyme to the people who travel in the Dibbe v'shoshir shahoy yisham v'shish m'riboy. I fact Aruch HaShulchan, the same kasha as Taisus and Erivin, v'av shahoyah harbe yoyster. There are way more than 600,000 people walking through the desert when the Jews were traveling to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the Shishim Riboy number was only men from 20 to 60. Now just think about this for a second. 600,000 were men 20 to 60. That doesn't include women. It doesn't include the Erev Rav, and it doesn't include under 20 and above 60. Which means there were probably somewhere in the millions. Which would be amazing. Because there's not any community today that I can think of that's going to have millions of people going down the streets. So that would be fantastic. But we don't use those numbers. We only use Shishim. Said Aruch HaShulchan, Mekomalkam, Lamanu Rak Ma'ad Mufurish Bekra. We only work, this is Mamash Taisus and Erevin. You only work with what it says in the Pasuk, and it says Shishim Rib. The Yesh Mir Rishayim Sheskim Lashidazu. There are those Rishayim who agree to this. There are Rabbim Cholkim Alzeh, but many disagree. The Gam HaRif, the HaRambam Lo Yeskiru Zeh. The Rif and the Rambam don't bring it down. So now things get interesting. Because we all know that the Shulchan Aruch had a system. When Rabbi Yosef Kairo sat down to Paskin Eshayla, who did he take into consideration? The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. Those three main Rishayim. The Ramah had a different configuration. The Ramah took into other Rishayim into consideration. But it's well known that when the Shulchan Aruch decided, Rabbi Yosef Kairo figured out, what I'm going to write in my code of Jewish law, he took those two, three Rishayim into consideration. So according to this Aruch HaShulchan, it comes out interesting. It comes out the Rif and the Rambam both hold you don't need Shishim Riboy. The only one that held you need Shishim Riboy is the Rosh. So it's interesting, when you're trying to figure out what you think Rabbi Yosef Kairo held, you would probably think that he would go with two out of three. Two out of three say you don't need Shishim Riboy. So Pashtus would be against what we're saying till now. We've been saying till now that it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch holds you need Shishim Riboy. But according to this new equation that the Rif and the Rambam hold, you don't need Shishim Riboy. So it's very likely the Mechaber would hold you don't need Shishim Riboy. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, this is the best part. Again, he makes the same observation that the Gemara never says anything about Shishim Riboy, which is very strange, nor does Yerushalmi. But this is the kicker, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Va'al pishita zu have kol heter erivin shemidin aseinu. And this is the heter that helps us build Erevin in all our communities. Because all our communities don't have Shishim Riboy. Even we don't have Shishim Riboy passing through. Therefore we're not like a real Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And that's why we can get away with the Tzuras HaPesach. But says the Ulashita Rishayna, Kivin Rechav Shalom Rechav Tezayinam, but says the Aruch HaShulchan, but if you hold not like Rashi, you hold like the other Shitas Rishayna, our streets are wide enough. And therefore, if our streets are wide enough, we're stuck. Okay? So the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be telling us that this is what everyone did in Europe. In Europe, everyone was saying, yeah.
Yeah, but didn't you say that it's 600,000? We didn't quantify where that means. There's a lot of cities. You take Brooklyn, you take Manhattan. I mean, you have millions of people. Does it mean only where the Erev is? Does it mean in a specific spot? They all have, you know, you all have millions of people.
Kew Garden Hills does not have Shishim Riboy walking down the streets daily.
Right.
At least according to the statistics that I Googled. What?
Right, but Brooklyn and Manhattan does.
Brooklyn and Manhattan might, depending on which part. We'll have to talk about it. We didn't talk about yet what makes something Shishim Riboy. Let's say five towns. Let's assume for a second there's not Shishim Riboy driving down Peninsula or driving down Central Avenue. So you'll say Gavaldik. So now Peninsula is a Carmelist. That's a big jump. That's a huge jump, right? Now, I don't know, you have to really speak to someone, if in the five towns they also use walls, because it is surrounded by water on some level, so it could be they're using walls also, but they're always going to have to use the Tzuas HaPesach somewhere along the way to connect everything. So again, so what... Yeah?
But you look at Peninsula only, let's say, like in the Jewish part of the five towns, or do you have to take it all the way down, you know, as far as it goes, you know, because it keeps going.
It's still not going to have Shishim Ribui.
It goes Rockville Center. No, well, I don't know about that. Once you include, when you start going to Rockville Center and West Hempstead, and you know, and it keeps going, you know.
Okay, so we're going to have to talk to Lynette next week. How are we magdir the Shishim Ribui? Reb Moshe had a very interesting, unique way of being magdir, which is good and bad at the same time. But Lynette will have to talk about more next week. But for this week, we're going to keep it simple. We're just going to say you don't have 600,000 people going down the streets. You don't have 600,000 people traveling down Central Avenue. Good. So Central Avenue is a Karmelis. Oh, Central Avenue is a Karmelis. All I need is a tourist Pesach. Great. Now, is that something we all feel comfortable with? Do we feel comfortable saying that we're going to be Samech on Rashi in the Bahag? Or do we say, no, that you don't need Shishim Ribui, that was a made-up equation. And therefore, then Central Avenue and Peninsula go back to being real Rosh Hashanah Rabbims. If they're real Rosh Hashanah Rabbims, then you have to have real walls around them. At least now we're starting to understand why people are machmer, right? We're at least starting to get the ball rolling to why do people tell you in a community where the Erev is good and it's checked and it's reliable, why do they tell you I don't use the Erev? Now you understand. Because they're choishish for the other Rishonim. They're choishish that maybe not having Shishim Ribui is not enough. And therefore, since the streets are wide and they go from end to end, that's boom, becomes a Rosh Hashanah. Now, we're still going to have to nav...
Why wouldn't we say we have a Mesorah? Because in Europe, they had all these Erevs in all the towns, and it was Tzuras HaPesach.
So that's what that was why I gave last week's Hakdama. In Europe, they had to do that because they needed to justify the Erev because they needed to carry all their stuff. So that's the question today. How badly do I need to build an Erev on Shitas Rishonim that are disputed because I want to be able to, you know, carry the baby or push the stroller? You got to put it all into...
So they used a loophole in Europe?
100%. 100%. That's exactly what they did. In Europe, because it was pressing, they had to be Samech on the... And we'll see, Achronim write this explicitly. Which is why when we talk about the Erev in America, last week's share I think is essential. When we talk about an Erev in most communities today in America, you have to ask yourself, do I want to rely on minority opinions just so I could, you know, carry my talus instead of wearing it or leaving it in shul? That's, or so I can have it.
Weren't a lot of...
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Weren't a lot of the cities in Europe, especially where the Jews lived, again, we didn't quantify where it is. We're much smaller. It's not like today, you know, you go through these little shtetlach and certainly the ghettos,
yeah.
You know, they weren't as big as where the Yidden live today in all.
Therefore what? So what?
So therefore, there's not a problem of a Rishus Rabin there.
Why not? The streets.
We have a problem with Rishus Rabin because we have much more area.
No, that's not true. They had their one big thoroughfare, their one long street where everyone did the business, which was wide, and that was the Rishus Rabin, right? Like a fiddler on the roof, right? They have that one long street.
Right. 600,000 people. They didn't have that.
Well, what?
But they didn't have the 600,000 people.
Right? But again, it's not. But if you hold, it's not totally in that. It doesn't matter. If you don't hold like Rashi and you hold like the Rambam, that you don't need that to make a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so it's still a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So you're back to square one. You're back to have to need real walls and not a Tzuras HaPesach.
I asked my father. He said he never remembered any place that had an Erev in Europe.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Where did he live? He was in Hungary?
In Hungary, yeah.
In Hungary, really? Which towns? Where did he grow up?
Budapest.
That was a big city. That was a big city.
He says he doesn't remember it. He says he was never allowed to carry.
Wow. Now, again, it could be that, there. Again, we'll talk about the reason not to carry, even if you could carry. The problem is, I was waiting for someone to ask me this, is that there were cities in Europe, big cities, that definitely had more than Shishim Ribui, and they still had Erevin. The two famous ones are the Erevin Warsaw and the Erevin Paris. Paris had an Erevin, Warsaw had an Erev. Now, when they first put up the Warsaw Erev, they didn't have Shishim Ribui, but as the time went on and closer to the, before World War II, there was probably Shishim Ribui in Warsaw. Warsaw was a massive, massive city. Paris, for sure, had Shishim Ribui. And those Erevim were up as late as the 30s. Reb Chaim Meiser was involved in the Paris Erev. So we'll have to maybe one day talk about those Erevim. But just keep it simple for now. Let's talk about communities that are not Shishim Ribui. So it's Kishmak. If your area is not Shishim Ribui, so that you can claim it's a Karmelis. If it's a Karmelis, you only need Tzuras HaPesach. But now we got to go through the Mishnah Berurahs carefully. There's a lot of Mishnah Berurah and there's a lot of Ber Halacha that we need to go through. And then when we go through all, we'll figure out, and I'll tell you, Blineda, what the Mishnah Berurah himself did. because in Radin they had an Eruv. Again, we mentioned this last week. All the I don't know about Hungary, but all the Lithuania is also not so possible. We'll talk about that later. In many of the Polish cities, they had Eruvin in Poland, and the Polish communities, they had Eruvin, and it was widely used. But was it used by everyone is the question. Was it used for everyone, or was it used for Litzarech? So let's go through some of the Mishnah Berurahs over here. A lot of Mishnah Berurahs to see. So let's see the first Mishnah Berurah. Simon Shem Memhei. Talk to Mishnah Berurah. He's going on the Mechaber. The Mechaber said there's two opinions. The first Mechaber didn't say a word about Shishim Riboy. And then he said, some people say you need Shishim Riboy. Says the Mr. Baruch. You need to be comparable to the Midbar. It goes to the same Erev Rav Spiel. Ulinyan Halacha. This is what we need. How do we paskin? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Again, Shulchan Aruch was still not sure about. We're not clear what Rabbi Yosef Cairo held, which is very important for Sfaradim. What does Sfaradim do? How does Sfaradim rule? We'll talk about it. We'll plan to talk about that more. That's the next two sheets that I gave out, which looks like we're not going to get to tonight either, is how l'maisa do we paskin? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ulinyan Halacha. So right away the Mishnah Berurah makes the observation that I mentioned to you earlier. If you just singled out the one Mechaber in Shin Memhei that says what a Rishis Rabbim is, some say you need Shishim Riboy, following the regular Klolei Hairos, says the Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Yosef Cairo's opinion would be that you don't need Shishim Riboy. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Umikol Mokim Ein B'noi Koichoi Limchois But however, says the Mechaber, we do not have the permission to protest those who rely on the minority or the lenient opinion. The Deyazu gam kein loydase chidohu, because it's not a minority opinion. Like we'll see, the Baralocha is going to drop a whole names of Rishonim over here. The kam tzididu kam achrenim. So let's stop here for a second. So the Mr. Bruce is basically saying that although he thinks that Rabbi Yosef Cairo really would tell you that you can't use Shishim Riboy is irrelevant, but you can't be Moicha. Now, what does that mean, you can't be Moicha? It means if your neighbor, you see your neighbor carrying in a community where the Eruv is built on Tzuras HaPesach, because it's not Shishim Riboy, you can't yell at him. But what should you do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ubal v'chol bal nefesh yachmir la'atzmoy. But anyone who's a bal nefesh, he himself should be machmir. So what does it sound like from the Mishnah Berurah? It sounds like that if your Erev is built on Tzuras HaPesach, it does not have real walls, and you're relying on the fact that it doesn't have Shishim Riboy, if you're a Baal Nefesh, you should be Machmir. Now, we'll have to believe another talk, what about letting your kids use the Erev? A lot of people, you hear them say, I let my kids use the Erev. Is that right? I don't use the Erev, but my kids can use the Erev. Or I don't use the Erev, but my wife can use the Erev. Or, this gets even better, I don't use the Erev, but you can carry for me. Can you do that? Can I tell you, listen, you're not so frum. So you're Seimich on Shishim Riba. But I'm a Machmir. So I won't carry. But you carry my talis bag. Is that permissible? So from this Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like it's not the end of the world to carry, but you should better not to. This is where people come to this notion is, I don't hold of the Erev. Again, I don't hold of the Erev is not correct. The correct way of saying is, I am personally machmir for those Rishonim that hold you don't need Shishim Riboy, and therefore I think that all these communities are Rishas Harabims, and if I hold the Rishas Harabims, then I hold you can't use the Tzuras HaPesach. That's the real way of saying it. Not when people say, I don't hold of Erevin. That's a ridiculous comment which is based on complete amaratzis. The intellectual way of saying it is that I'm choishish for those Rishonim, and we'll see there's quite a few. The Rambam is one of the main ones that hold you don't need Shishim Riboy. If you don't need Shishim Riboy, then I hold that Central Avenue is Rishas HaRabim. If it's Rishas HaRabim, you can't fix it with Tzuras HaPesach. End of story. And Mr. Brewer just says Baal Nefesh should be Machmir. What makes a Baal Nefesh? I don't know. I don't know how you become a Baal Nefesh, but that's the words of the Mr. Brewer. That's one Mr. Brewer.
Nice if they added after they said that, but you absolutely can't do it if you wanted to.
100%. And we'll see. We mentioned this yesterday, that the Chazinish did not carry in the Bnei Brak Erev, but he made it his business to make sure that the Erev was always functioning for other people. You want that was what the Taz says. You want to be Machmir, great, but don't make other people crazy. Then Mr. Brewer himself was always mocked that the Erev should be up and running. He himself didn't do it. He said that it's for other people to use it. Again, you want to be machmir by all means, but this is not necessarily the time for name calling or slandering others that use it. And that's why this shiur I said was controversial, because everyone really has to ask themselves when the shiur is all over, like, You know, do I really feel the impetus need to carry? Now, again, I don't know with certainty how the Erev is structured around the five towns. I know here by me and Kiran Hills, we do have a lot of walls. We don't have only walls, we have a lot of walls, which is good, because then it's a lot better to become a Rishas HaYachid. But maybe we'll talk more about that as we continue. Now, let's see another Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Simin Shin Samach Dalad. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says over there. So here he gives you some more information. He writes, he says, "V'hine b'divrei HaShulchan Aruch mochach deim arvi rishus rabim kiim b'dalsis." The Shulchan Aruch is very clear. Shin Samach Dalad was the first mechaber that we started off with, where he says that you can only make a rishus rabim into rishus hayachid if you have walls, you have doors and walls. So he writes, "Uba'yorei shalonu in our cities." That the way we make Erevin is Betzuas HaPesach. Our streets are very wide. They go from one end to the other end. They go through the main thoroughfare. People go through them. And therefore our shtetls have a din of Rishus HaRabim. So why does everyone use a Tzuras HaPesach to make it into Rishus HaYachid? Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'al korchach t'sayim chnal yeshayimim." It must be we rely on the yeshayimim shebesimin shemem hey to Rishus HaRabim lehave elam kein shishim riboy. But you have to have shishim riboy. V'zeh enei motzi, says the Prima Gadol, that's not so common. Back then, many of the small shtetlach didn't have shishim riboy. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Omnam be'emes harbe rishayim chalkam al yeshayim manal." Many rishayim argue on what we'll call Rashi and the Bahag and Taisvis that hold you need to have shishim riba. You need shishim riba. Ukemoy sheivan kasavnu va'al kain. The aft ain limchais lacher manoigim lachai de tuz a pesach. Says the Mishnah one more time. You should not protest those people who use the Erev because they hold like Rashi. Shekei nogu me'oilam. That was always the practice. Al pi das ha'poiskim ha'mekidim hazeh. Mikomoko im ko bal nefesh yachmer la'atzmi. Any bal nefesh should be machmer. Shlo letaltol ayidei tzuras ha'pesach levat. So here the Mishnah Berurah says it again. That those people who want to rely on the Erev because there's no shishim riboy, you can't protest them, you can't make them crazy. Because that was always the practice. Now again, this is the Mishnah Berurah talking about in Europe where you need it to be makel. V'habal nefesh, yash yachmer l'achmer. But again, a bal nefesh, says Mr. Berurah, should be machmir for himself. Okay? So Mr. Berurah says it twice. That what? That strictly speaking, you could be samech on those Rishonim, but if you want to be extra machmir, then for yourself, you should not use an Erev that's based on a machloikis Rishonim of Shishim Riba. Then the Be'er Halacha continues, number 34. Now he goes through, he writes like this, Hine. Everyone holds that a Rishus Rabbim to be turned into Rishus Yachid, you need to have doors. According to the first sheet in Shachrach, you have to lock the door. If not, carrying in that domain is an Issur D'Orais. Now, just to play devil's advocate a little bit, if you hold that you don't need Shishim Ribui, so technically speaking, when you go from your house into the public street, you're even Issur D'Orais. You might see Mirshus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim. It's not a small thing. We saw the Gemara says, Shagas HaChatos, V'umezida Yiskila V'karis. So like, we're kind of playing with some serious averes over here. This is not like Chumros upon Chumro. If you hold that our streets don't need Shishim Ribui, and therefore our streets are real Rishus HaRabim, putting a Tzuras HaPesach around it does absolutely nothing. It's still Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, thus, by carrying in there, you are carrying A, your Mavid al Ramas Mirshus HaRabim every time you walk, and you are being Maitzi Mirshus Yachad, Mirshus HaRabim, which is Mirshus HaRais. So just to throw that out, just to make things more complicated, put that in the backdrop of the information. Says the Machab, says the Be'er Halacha number 34. Yes.
Did we explain why a Tzuras HaPesach won't help? I know you said it needs walls or it needs real doors, but do we say why a Tzuras HaPesach won't work? It's just common sense that you just can't put up a string and a nail.
Well, it's a little bit of both. The point is that a wall and doors are supposed to stop traffic. A Tzuras HaPesach doesn't stop anything. You walk right through it. It doesn't create any form of blockage or stopping. And that's why, again, so why does it work for a Carmelist? That's a good kasha. Because it's only the Rabbanan didn't make you do so much. But to make something a real private ear, the Gemara says that the loyosi mechitzas mevatel, the people knock over the mechitzah. What type of mechitzah is that people walk right through? A mechitzah is supposed to be a barrier. So a wall stops people. A Tzuras HaPesach, you walk right through the Tzuras HaPesach. It doesn't do anything. So it doesn't work for Rishus HaRabim Derayis. So says the Machab, again, we're trying to get clear what the Mishnah Berurah holds. We're passing like Mishnah Berurah. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? So right now, it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that you can't protest those who do, But you probably, if you're a Baal Nefesh, you shouldn't. Now, I don't know who becomes a Baal Nefesh, but that's everyone's going to have to decide on their own. Says Mr. Brewer in the Ber Halacha, Simon Shin Samach Dalet, he writes, V'im kein kosha al minag oilam. Frank the Ber Halacha, I have a problem with the accepted practice. Shem istap kim b'tzuras ha-pesach b'shis rabin. They get away with just using b'tzuras ha-pesach. Shul rachov yud vav amo m'fulsh m'shal asher. Our streets are 16 amas wide. They go from one end to another. They go through the city. That's Rosh's Rabbim. And they're saying on the fact that we don't have Rosh's Rabbim. Kam kin koshu, frankly, by Allah, it's very schwer. The Be'em is Roiv Rishonim Soivim, the Gam B'didon, Ik Rosh's Rabbim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because most Rishonim disagree with Rashi. Okay? The Ayin B'Mishkanis Yankov Sheherch was Ebeli Neder. It looks like we're going to have to get it to next week. Next week we'll see the Mishkanis Yankov, Reb Yaakov Karliner has a famous tshuva about this, where he rips on the European Irvin for being Seimich on the Shishim Riboy Heter. He does not like it. We'll talk about it Blin Adamor next week. That we're supposed to get to it this week. Says the Ber Halacha, V'imkein kosho lismach hazeh b'shishkila. How could you be Mekel? It's a Sofik deraisa. Again, if you hold that, again, I'm just using Central Avenue as an example. If you hold Central Avenue as Rishas Harabim, because of its dimensions, and you hold Shishim Riboy is not necessary. So when you leave your house and you walk onto Central Avenue, you walk from your house onto Peninsula Boulevard or even any street in the area, you just say, this is the Raisa. And what are you going to be saying, Michan? Because some Rishayim hold, it's the and according to the other Rishayim, you even this is the Raisa. Serious stuff over here. Says the Ber Halacha, V'hanochoin, so he said, I have a pshat. The same Michan, Ashita say Rambam. Ah, says the Ber Halacha, I have another justification. Not because we're saying on those Rishayim about Shishmi, but I have a different pshat. What's the other justification? Because again, the Metzias is the Metzias. Again, I don't know about Hungary, but in other parts of Europe, they all had mechitzas, and they were all tzuras at Pesach. They weren't weird walls. So he writes, what's the pshat? Says the Ber Halacha, because we're saying on the Rambam. The Pasach Rebbe Lozer, the Le'osi Rabbi, Muvat Le'mechitza. As Machloikis in the Gemara, I mentioned, we paskin, that the rabbim, because it's Tzuras HaPesach, doesn't stop any traffic, so the traffic is basically disregards the Tzuras HaPesach as being a mechitza. But Rebbe Elazar says not like that. He says a gevaldik chiddush. Rebbe Elazar says that midaraisa Tzuras HaPesach is good enough, which means that even if you hold that our streets are rishos rabbim gomur, and you put up a Tzuras HaPesach, it's not mutter to carry there, but it's only Nisa D'Rabbanan. It gets knocked down a level. We kept on saying that if you put up a Tzuras HaPesach and a real Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you're even Nisa D'Raisa, if you carry, says the Rambam, no. According to Rebbe Eliezer, it's only Nisa D'Rabbanan. Therefore, he says, very geshmak. So now you can be samech on those Rishayim that hold that it's only Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for that Shishim Riboy. And therefore, it's only a Karmelis. And therefore it's good enough to have a Tzuras HaPesach. Because again, now we just knocked it down to being a Derabbanan. And when it's a Derabbanan, that's not the end of the world. He says, it doesn't help. But most poskim pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Baruch, it doesn't help. You're trying to tell me that putting up a Tzuras HaPesach in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim makes it that now it's only Derabbanan. And now I can play the Shishim Riboy card and put it all together, everything is good. But says the Ber Halacha, you're playing with fire. Most Rishayim don't go that way. Harbi Rishayim Peligi Aleo, Val Kane. And he says again, Mr. Bruce so far said it three times. Kol Baal Nefesh Yachmel Atzmai. Again, don't make fun of those who do. Don't be Meicha them. Don't protest them. Don't not be Meshadach with them. But Baal Nefesh Yachmel Atzmai. Okay, pretty serious words with the Mishnah Berurah. Then let's see one last Ber Halacha, number 35. And this is where the Ber Halacha starts adding the Rishonim. This is like Rabbi Vajji does this in his Tshuvas. He has a Shiloh with his 25 Rishonim on one side, 20, and he measures and he starts to count how many Rishonim say each way. So let's see what the Ber Halacha does over here. Zok the Ber Halacha 35. He says, if you remember, we had a Magen Avram in the Taz. The Magen Avram in the Taz were pretty makel. Again, if you want to be Saimich on an Erev that is based on the premise of not having Shishim Riboy, who's your guy? The answer is Taz and Magen Avram. That's your answer. If someone comes over to you and says, why do you use the Eruv? It's based on Shishim Reba. The answer is because I follow the Taz and the Magen Avraham. The Taz and the Magen Avraham said it's fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Let's go through the Rishonim over here. He writes, he writes, he says, if you look a little bit more, you'll find there are more Rishonim, there is as many Rishonim that actually hold, not like Rashi, there's many Rishonim that hold, you don't need Shishim Ribui. And he goes through the names. He says, first I'll give you those that are lenient. Which Rishonim hold, you do need Shishim Ribui. And he gives you the list. He says, first of all, Rishon Nekulim Hevi Zeh B'Shem HaBahak. First one was the Bahak. That was Taisus and Ervin Davov. Then we have the Rosh Beherk Alf the Ervin. Or Zerua, Tor, Rabbi Yeruchim. Okay? Not so many, but there's Rishonim there. Ochein. And many Rishonim says the Baruch Halacha hold, you don't need Shishim Ribui. Who are the names? HaRambam, Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, HaRav HaMagid, VaHaran, Perek Ben Ha'isha, Hagos Mordechai, Rashbam, which is just interesting. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam are both grandchildren by Rashi. They both disagreed with their, the Rashbam was a son-in-law. Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam were brothers. Right? They both were both brothers, and they both disagreed with the Zayda. Okay? Then he writes over the Chena B'lozim, he means Pesef Yireim, V'harivosh, V'hamiri, Kulom, Sviyud, Lebini, Shishim Riboy. That's a lot of names. V'ayim B'rit, V'o, Periketam, Avin, Kosv, Shem, Roy, V'agoyim, Sivim, Kain. Okay? I'm not going to read all of it. So he says like this. It's not so posh. Says the Baruch, the Rishonim game is not so simple. He thinks there's quite a few Rishonim on the other side that say that what? You shouldn't be Mako. And then he brings in some interesting svars. He says that one of the kashas that Achronim have is that if you accept the notion of Rashi, this is going to be a shtickle tolly in what we learned Sunday mornings. Right? We all know there's a famous Gzeri de Rabba. This plenet we'll get into more next week. There's a famous Gzeri de Rabba. Rabbi got up and Rabbi said, don't blow shofar shecholiyos Rosh Hashanah shecholiyos b'Shabbos. Why? Gzeira shemi avirin. What was Rabbi's concern? Rabbi says, don't do a mitzvah satayrah, because by doing so, you might come to be mechal Shabbos. So the Achronim all have a kasha. One second. If you need shishim riboy to be a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that means most of our communities are not Rosh Hashanah Rabbims. So why on earth would Rabbi stop Klal Yisrael from doing a mitzvah deraisa because of a chashash gzeira derabbanim? It's not much gzeira l'gzeira. You're not allowed to blow shofar from Rosh Hashanah because maybe you'll carry it outside. And as vos, and if I carry it outside, what am I over? So till now, we always talk, because if you carry it outside, you're over nisid d'araisa. But now, frak di achrein, in one second. If I carry outside, in most communities, I don't have shishim riboy. If I don't have shishim riboy, I'm only carrying it to a carmelis. So you're telling me Rabbah prohibited doing a mitzvah d'araisa because maybe you'll do a nisid d'rabbanan? That's very wild. So that's one of the main kashas that the achreinim have. If you believe that you need to have shishim riboy, very strange, the whole gzeira de rab. Again, Belineda will talk about this more next week, but I just want to get to the end, because we got to finish up at least last week's Maram HaKayim is this week, so we can move on for next week. So how does he end off? Says the Be'er Halacha one more time. He writes, he says it for the fourth time. We do not have the power to reprimand those that are mekel. Now he adds, till now it's Bal Nefesh, now it's Kol Yeri Shemayim. Bevada yesh lahachem la'atzmai. Tibizmanenu gam ken yesh rishos rabim min ha'teira, u'memeila ein lismech al eiv shal tzuris ha'pesach. Says the Beralacha very clearly that Yeri Shemayim, Bal Nefesh, should not be samech on an eiv that's built on merely tzuris ha'pesach. So if we were to stop right here, which we will have to stop for this evening, but then the next week we'll get more into this, it would seem like, again, that's what you got to come next week, because next week we're going to switch it the opposite. The way we're ending off this week, it gives off a very strong impression that carrying in an Erev that's based on a Tzuras HaPesach, based on the premise that you don't have Shishim Riboy, is fine, but not for a Baal Nefesh, not for a Yerushalayim, not for a person who's, you know, whatever those words mean. Then, can't be Meicher, but not necessarily the best thing. But at least now, We understand why people say, I don't carry in the community Erev. Why? Not because I don't trust the guy checking the Erev, or not because I don't trust the rabbi, because I'm choshish for a lot of Rishonim that hold that Shishim Ribo is not the deciding factor, and therefore this area is Rishas Rab. If this area is Rishas Rab, just using Torah of Pesach does not take it out of Rishas Rab. So believe that next week we will discuss the other side of the equation. Maybe why we could be Mekel, and then we'll discuss how to calculate Shishim Ribo and to see how it plays out in our modern day Erevin. Mr. Shem, tomorrow night we will have the power.